Hi, my name is Layton.
Hi, my name is Dan.
Hi, my name is Dominica.
Hi, my name is Andrea.
Hi, my name is Aliza.
And today we'll be talking about dates today. Interview with Mrs. Moody and information about a pregnant update, Breakfast Club.
Next, we got some dates coming on the 16th, 17th, and 18th February. Children will be off school. On the 25th February, if there's going to be at our school and all of us are included and invited, and Mr. Kinney will send some information.
Next, we're going to interview Mrs. Mary.
Now we're going to introduce Miss Mary, our head teacher from our school, and we're going to ask her some questions.
Have you had any other jobs?
Oh, I've had lots of other jobs. My first job, I think, maybe I was about 15, and I used to deliver newspapers, and I used to sell sweets around the houses. Didn't like those jobs. And then I had jobs in shops, and that was one of my favourite jobs. So I worked in a shop called Jeanster's. None of you will remember Jeanster's, I don't think that exists anymore. And I used to work in the changing room, so I would help people to try on different outfits, get the right sizes, have a wee look at them when they came out, tell them if their outfit was nice. So I really enjoyed that because I like talking to people, so that was a good job. And then for a while before I went into teaching, I worked for a company called the Student Loans Company, and that's a company that helps people with loans so that they can go to university. I didn't really like that job because I didn't feel like I was helping anyone. I was too far away from the actual people who were getting the loans. So that's why this is my favourite job.
Do you like being a teacher?
I do. I do like being a teacher. I liked being a teacher and I liked being a head teacher. And they're both very different jobs. And I liked both of them.
Had you ever had been like, oh, I don't think I'll be good at this job, or?
I thought I would be good at being a teacher. I always wanted to be a teacher, but my mum talked me out of being a teacher. She said teachers don't get paid enough money. So for a while I wasn't a teacher, and then I went back to it. I thought I would be good as a teacher, and I was a good teacher. I never thought I would be good at being a head teacher. That was sort of, I would say that was an accident that I got that job. That was one of those things that just happens to you when you're in a school after a while. And sometimes I still think I'm not very good at that job, but I am good at dealing with people and helping people, so that's the part that I really like about being a head teacher. I think when you're a head teacher, you get to help even more people. When you're a class teacher, you've got your class to look after, and then you've got people like Mr. McGrath who are working with lots of people in the school and lots of groups, but I get to help everyone and all the families.
Any more other clubs that we have in the school that are coming new, or?
Oh, do we have any new clubs? Do you know, people have asked me if the gymnastics is starting again. So normally when people ask about clubs, I send them to Mr. Keenan, because Mr. Keenan organises the clubs. So if there are any clubs that you're interested in, speak to him and he will see if he can organise them. But gymnastics is very popular, football is very popular, the play club is very popular. Sometimes we set up clubs and people don't come, like the karate club. I think, did anyone here go to the karate club?
I used to.
Wasn't very many people that went to the karate club. So sometimes we set them up, we think people will come, and it just doesn't work. But if there are any clubs you're interested in, speak to Mr. Keenan.
How did you become the head teacher
of this school? Well, I knew I was going to become, so I was the acting head in my last school. Do you know what that means?
No.
So that's when you're being the head teacher, but it's not your real job. You might only be doing it for a little while. And I had been doing that for 2 years. And it was a very, very long distance for me to travel. So I knew that if I became the head teacher permanently, I would have to stay probably for another 5 years. And it was too far to travel. So I looked at two jobs. This job and one in another place called Eastern Bartonshire, and I had the interview for here in the morning and the interview in the afternoon for Eastern Bartonshire, and at lunchtime they phoned and they gave me this job. But before I applied for this job, I phoned Miss Kennedy because Miss Kennedy was already here. Miss Kennedy, the deputy, that's P47, I phoned her and asked her why she wasn't applying for the job. Because if she was applying for the job, then there's no point in me applying for the job. She said she was quite happy being a deputy head teacher because she loves organising all the events for the school. So that was why I applied. And it also came for a walk round. I walked round the town, I walked round the school, and I had chats with people. But do you know who I remember? Tina. When I first phoned the school, Tina answered the phone. She said, "Hi, babes." And I thought, I think I like this school. So I thought that was very nice that Tina was the first person that spoke to me when I phoned.
What do you think the school is a good place to learn?
Why do I think this school's a good place to learn? Because I think overall, so I've been in lots of schools, the children in this school seem kinder to me. They seem kinder. They seem more tolerant. Do you know what that means?
You mean
tolerant? So more understanding of other people's needs. So we have lots of boys and girls in the school who have difficulties coming to school, or they might have different problems at school, they might have problems at home, and I think the children in this school are very understanding and very caring, and that's why I think this school's quite special. We've got lots of different languages, lots of different cultures, and I think we celebrate them all. I think the teachers are very nice. Do you know, I think we work as a team. Do you feel that?
Yes.
It feels like a team in this school. And when I go to other schools, when you walk in through the door, you don't always feel that. But I think you feel it here. And visitors always talk about that when they come here. So I do think it's the best school with the best children.
What is your New Year's resolution?
Honestly, not to have one. Because every year I make New Year resolutions and I break them. So I've tried not to do that this year, because it shouldn't just be about what happens in January. It should be about what happens the whole year. I did have a kind of wee secret one in my head, but I've already broken it. So I don't make official New Year resolutions. Denny, did you make a resolution you want to tell me about? Any of you?
No.
Usually it's to be more healthy or to do more, to go out more or do more exercise.
Read more.
Those are the type. What did you say?
Read more.
To read more. I used to read a lot, and I've recently started looking at my phone too much, so I actually need to start reading more. And I did do that after New Year. It wasn't a resolution, but I am doing it.
Thank you for coming to our podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Welcome.
Next, we're going to talk about the playground updates about it.
Next month, a company called Trees for Cities will begin work in our playground to add new planters, seating, a stage, and more.
The P5s and the P11s helped to create ideas for this.
Where is it going to be at?
So it's going to be in the... There's going to be new things in both playgrounds.
Oh, that's so nice to have new things in the playground.
Next, we're going to talk about Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club is available for everybody, and it starts at 8 till 8:45 a.m.
You can pay using Parent Pay.
A great way to have a relaxed start to the school day.
It means that parents can go to work. What do you get for Breakfast Club to eat?
We get milk, toast, cereal, juice.
Do you have to pay for it to come?
Yes, it only costs £2.
Where does it take place?
It takes place in the cafeteria downstairs.
That's nice to know that.
Which days does it happen?
Every day.
That's good.
That's all for today. Thank you for listening
to our podcast. We'll see you in the next podcast. Bye.